Today I'd like to talk to you about a NFL player named Tom Brady. He has accomplished so much. I mean, you look at his records. First, he's been with the New England Patriots since the year 2000. He's still playing. Well, right now he's not playing, but he will be playing again. And we're talking a four-time Super Bowl champion, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL Most Valuable Player, 11-time Pro Bowl, two times first-team All-Pro, two times second-team All-Pro. I mean, player that just everybody would envy this. NFL Comeback Player of the Year, NFL Alumni Quarterback of the Year. He even has a national championship with Michigan, University of Michigan. And so you look at all of these things, and you just say to yourself, wow, I mean, what an easy road. I mean, you look at his wife, a Victoria's Secret model, and what kind of life. And, oh, it just, how easily that came to him. Actually, he's been very talented when it comes to sports, and he's had a confidence that's been off the charts. But New England didn't necessarily think that he was going to be everything that he turned out to be. I mean, he even talked to Kraft on one of the times when he first got there and the confidence level that he had as he talked to the owner of the New England Patriots. Amazing. But he was lightly regarded as a prospect coming out of Chicago. And he was selected in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL draft. And he took over the starting quarterback in his second season after an injury to Drew Bledsoe. And so certain things lined up to make it possible. And so ultimately when he got his chance, he took it. He said this a while back. He said, "A lot of times I find that people who are blessed with the most talent don't ever develop that attitude being one of a winning attitude. And the ones who aren't blessed in that way are the most competitive and have the biggest heart." And we look at a story in the Bible where David is, we know him as David and Goliath, and he won that battle with the giant. Everybody alludes back to that story from Sunday school. But the reality is, when David was going to come into being and he ultimately became the king of Israel, it wasn't an easy road. Even his father had forgot about him. We see the story where Saul in the Bible has been rejected as the king of Israel by God. And so God sends out Samuel and says, "I want you to go to Bethlehem and I want you to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be the next king." And so Samuel gets there, and he's standing there talking to Jesse, and he says, "Hey, I want to just this." And it says in verse 6 of chapter 16 of the book of 1 Samuel, "When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.'" And so he sees the firstborn son of Jesse, and he goes, "Well, surely this is a guy who must have been just a stud." He comes in, and athletically, he's at the pre-draft workouts, and this guy, it's a no-brainer. But here's what God says. "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" And so then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. And so David is faithfully working where he's been called to work. He's tending the sheep. We find out later he was a musician, so he was probably working on that craft. He became a warrior. When the David and Goliath story happened, he was ready. He knew that God would get him through that. But he also had killed bears. He had killed lions when they attacked the sheep. And so he's like, if I can do that, I can do this. And so I look at a guy like Tom Brady and I say, when this guy was practicing, he gained confidence, even though he was backup. He's backup to Greasy at one point at Michigan, and then he's backup again. But when an injury happens, then he steps in and he maximizes everything that has been put into his heart. And so let me ask you today, as you are somebody that sometimes you feel like you're being bypassed, and your temptation is, I want to make people know how amazing I am. When you're behind the scenes, when you're in the background, be faithful to the job that you are called to, where you're at. And ultimately, if somebody sees you, don't take it as a slight and allow your pride to limit you, but instead go, okay, I got picked. Yeah, it was sixth round. Who cares? I have this opportunity. Now I'm going to show them all that I can be. The reason that David was anything is that the Lord was with him. So where are you at today? Is the Lord with you? Because we can pump you up and say all these great things about you athletically or musically or academically. But ultimately, where is your heart? 100 years from now, what really matters? So don't worry about, I got to be drafted first round. Work hard. If that happens, great. But so much that is, so many people that have been effective in this world have been those that may not have all the talent that some of these other people have, but they work hard and they do what they need to do.